As a Christian, it's important to know what you believe and why you believe it. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell challenges us to become rooted and grounded in our faith.
The pop psychology of the day and the secular humanism of this day says, hey, anything the mind can conceive, your life can achieve, and all of that is nothing. Because when you stop and think about it, the Christian life is not about what I can do. It is to say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
We live in a shallow and uprooted society, but as Christians, we can be firmly rooted in our relationship with Christ. In our series, Rooted for Growth, we will discover the nutrients we need to remain spiritually strong.
Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California.
If you don't have a healthy spiritual root system, then every part of your life is impacted negatively. Through today's scriptures, we will explore what it means to be a rooted Christian who is growing in the likeness of Jesus Christ. And now, here's Pastor Paul Chappell with part two of a message called A Rooted Faith.
People who need to know Christ as their Savior, people who are steeped in the false religions of Hinduism and Islam, Mormonism, and all the other cults that could be named. I'm telling you, people need the Lord, and we as Christians need to witness for Christ and let folks know of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 6,600 new Americans are placed on the rolls every day. Every 8 seconds, a new American is born, and every 14 seconds, there's one death. Every 46 seconds, there's someone that immigrates to America, and I think every 4 seconds, someone jumps the fence. I'm not sure. There's a lot of people getting into this country one way or another, right? And I'm just telling you, people need the Lord. People need the Lord. Don't be ashamed of Christ. Oh, we see people that go down the main streets and they have their banners and they have their cause. They're not ashamed of their beliefs. But we as Christians need to carry gospel tracts and have a heart of compassion and tell others about the Lord Jesus. We can abound. We can abound in the difficult times. We can witness for Christ. Let me say this. We can labor for Christ. This is the time for some of you not just to hear the choir. It's time to get in the choir. It's time for some of you not just to have an usher help you, but maybe to be an usher or help in the nursery or help somewhere. This is the time to be involved serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can do that with His help. And you can be involved in the work of the Lord. Philippians 1:27 is the theme verse of our church. Look at what it says. Philippians 1:27. It's in your notes there. Only let your conversation, that's your lifestyle, let your lifestyle be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And listen, we're here as a local church, together, rowing together. And as we give and serve and pray and love and help, we're striving together for the faith of the gospel. And we can do a great work for God on the backside of the desert. And we can see souls saved. By the grace of God, it can be done, you see. I was reading a comic book, Lucy and Linus, the other day. I get some of my deeper theology from Charlie Brown. And one of my favorite comics in this particular one, Lucy walks up to Linus and she says, I demand that you change those TV channels right now. And she threatened him like this when she said it. And he says, what makes you think you can walk right over here and tell me to change those channels? She said, these 5 fingers, that's what. Individually, they are nothing. But when I curl them into a single unit, they form a weapon that is terrible to behold. What channel do you want, Linus says. And he's walking over the television. He looks at his fingers. He says, why can't you guys get organized like that? You know, many Christians fail to recognize the synergistic potential of people working together, coming together. I'm talking about somebody this week inviting a friend to Lancaster Baptist Church. And somebody out in the parking lot, a member of our hospitality team, not in the middle of the breezeway fellowshipping with other members of the hospitality team, but out in the parking lot waiting for that visitor, greeting them with a friendly smile, bringing them to an usher who helps their family get situated, who lovingly seats them, a choir that sings, ushers that are ready, a church family that serves. Hey, we're glad you're here. Here's my Bible. You see, if we all strive together, great things can be done for God. If we all come together and have this spirit, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I'm telling you, the spirit of our faith needs to be a personal spirit. It needs to be a positive spirit. The scope of our faith is all things for Christ. But then notice, finally, the supply of our faith. How do we make this verse more than just a jargon? How do we make this verse real in our lives this week? Well, let's read it one more time, Philippians 4:13. I'm going to read the first part, and I want you to read the last three words, which strengtheneth me, all right? I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, all right? The supply of our faith is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And when we come to the end of ourselves, he says, I've got what you need. And I want you to understand something today. God is not attracted to our strengths. Sometimes people say, well, I went to this church and this college. I have this and this and this. And therefore, God, here I am. And I know you can really use me because look at all that I have and all that I am. But did you know that many times God is not attracted to the strengths that we have to offer him? He's attracted to our weakness. He's looking for people who know that we're not much and that he's everything. Let me show you what I mean by that. Look at 2 Corinthians 12:9. Here is a weak man, the Apostle Paul, schooled in the school of Gamaliel. He had great educational background, but at a moment of weakness with physical infirmity, we see the Apostle Paul asking God for healing. And God says to him in 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. You see, Paul's supply, his strength, which strengtheneth me, was the power of Christ. And it was because he saw his limitation and admitted his limitation that God strengthened him and God used him. And you might be hurting physically today. You might be hurting emotionally today. You might be facing a difficulty with your children or with many other situations, and you might feel like you are on your last leg. And I'm just trying to tell you this morning that in that very moment, you are a candidate for the help of Almighty God. Because a lot of times when we've got it all together, we don't even think to ask God to help us. But when we know that we have the need, and I want you to think about just a few things as we close that God supplies for us. The supply of God for us. You know, the first thing God wants to supply for you, if you've never received it, he wants you to know the supply of salvation. It is through his blood that we are redeemed. And I thank God that he supplied a covering for my sin. Because friends, I got to tell you, I am a sinner like you. I was born in sin. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the fact of the matter is that I was hopeless and helpless apart from the covering for my sin, which is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1:18, for as much as you know, you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. You think about that. Jesus Christ was conceived of the Virgin, of the Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mary. Jesus Christ lived a perfectly sinless life. He was tempted in all points like we are, yet he was without sin. He was the perfectly sinless Son of God. And yet the Bible tells us that he went voluntarily. He went vicariously on your behalf and mine. He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God through him. There's nothing righteous about me. There's no way that I could ever be declared righteous. But the righteous Son of God shed his blood on a cross. And when those Roman soldiers put the pierced nails through his hands and the crown of thorns upon his head and the spear through his side and then the nails through his feet, the blood that came flowing down was not the blood from our Adamic race, for he was not conceived of a human father. The blood that came flowing down, the blood that was efficacious and that speaks forgiveness today, was the blood of God being shed for you and for me. And it is through his blood that we are redeemed. And I want to tell you something now. You'll not go to heaven by getting baptized in the baptistry waters of this church. And you don't go to heaven because you give to the March of Dimes and you're a good guy. And you don't go to heaven because your grandpappy is a Baptist preacher. There's one way to heaven, and that's by way of the cross of Jesus Christ. admitting and confessing to the Lord that we are sinners, that we fall short, and turning to Him alone for our salvation. Oh, listen, what does Jesus have to offer? What is the supply that He gives? He gives salvation today for all who believe. It's through His blood that I'm redeemed. Let me say this, it's through His word that I'm furnished. Sometimes we get saved and we find out after we're saved, there's still a lot of questions I gotta have answers for. I don't really know what to do about this and what to do about this. Well, I'm happy to tell you, my friend, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it pierces even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Listen, this Bible knows what we're thinking. It's alive. It knows what we're needing. It's God's word. Sometimes people come and say, did my wife tell you what to preach today? You know, did she email you all that? I'm so glad to tell you, my friends, God knew what you needed when you walked into this door this morning. His word speaks. His word is alive. And His word is given by His Spirit that we might be perfected or matured and that we might be furnished. Do you see that in verse 17 of 2 Timothy 3? That we might be furnished unto all good works. He says, I'm going to redeem you by my blood. I'm going to furnish you with my word. And then let me show you this. Through His Spirit, we are empowered. You say, well, I don't understand this. I can do all things through Christ. Look at that phrase again, which strengtheneth me. How does He strengthen me? Is it like a B12 shot? Is it some kind of therapy? No, no. When it says, which strengtheneth me, He's talking about His Spirit in us. Though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. That word strengthening means to be endued with power, to make strong. And that's the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Spurgeon said, without the Spirit of God, we can do nothing. We are as ships without wind. We are as branches without sap. We are as coals without fire. We are useless without the Spirit of God. And if you are a Christian, then you are born again, not by a church. You are born again by the Spirit of God who indwells your life and who strengthens your life. And Jesus said in John 14, I will pray the Father and He will give you another comforter that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive, but he neither seeth him, neither knoweth him, but you know him. Listen to this, for He dwelleth in you, you see. The Holy Spirit dwells in you to strengthen you, to comfort you, to help you to forgive, to help you to stand when you would fall, to help you keep on keeping on. And God says, look, I want you to understand the spirit of faith is I can. It's a personal thing. You've got to believe that. I want you to understand the scope of faith. I can do all things, my serving, my witnessing, all these things that I'm involved in. I can do this through Christ because He's the supplier of my strength. He's the one who gives me salvation, who gives me His word, who gives me His spirit. He's the one who enables me to do the things that He's called me to do. My friend, I'm so glad today that with God's calling comes God's enabling. It doesn't matter if you're facing a doctor's appointment tomorrow, or you're leaving home for the first time, or something in between. With God's calling comes God's enabling. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I don't know what you're facing this week, but I want you to take that little verse like a peg in the wall, hang your hat on it, and this week remember, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.